这个故事呢，主那个上帝说，我今夜就要你的灵。
So in this story, God says, tonight your soul is required of you.
那我亲爱的朋友，这句话告诉我们什么
？So what does this tell us?
就是说，你的灵魂呢，离开这个身体之后呢，一定要去到照你的灵魂的上帝面前。
It means that after your soul departs from your body, you will go to the creator of your soul.
然后你要站在这个完全公义的神面前受审判。
And you will stand before the perfectly righteous God to face judgment.
你一生所做的，一生所讲的，所想的，你要受审判。
You'll be judged for everything you have said, you've done, you've taught in your whole life.
因为现在你的身体现在所看的、听的、做的，全部都是 connect 你的灵跟你的灵魂 connect 在一起。
Because everything we do, see, and think in our body is connected to our soul.
这个灵魂里面带给你的心思、意念、向往，叫你今天会走到哪里，今天会说什么话。
So the thoughts and the aspiration that this soul bring you will direct your path and your actions today.
所以这个灵魂要来到公义的神面前，要受一个道德的审判。
So this soul will come before the righteous God to face a moral judgment.
人的灵魂有一个道德的责任。
So our soul, we have a moral responsibility.
各位朋友，曾经有一个人问我说：“哎，牧师啊。”动物有没有灵魂？我家的狗有没有灵魂？我想知道。
So a person once asked me, does animal have soul?
我跟你说，有。
Let me tell you, yes.
但是它的灵魂跟你人的灵魂是不一样的。
But the soul of animal is different from the soul of human.
动物的灵魂呢，是有生存的责任。
So the soul of the animal, it has the survival responsibility.
它的灵魂是帮助这个肉身来活，来生存。
The soul will help this animal to survive.
只要它生存就是它的目的了。
Because survival is its purpose.
所以一个狮子饿了。
So if a lion is hungry.
它吃掉一只牛，吃掉一个兔子。
He just devour a rabbit or a cow.
不需要负责任。
He doesn't need to have any responsibility.
你要拿它来枪毙吗？
Are you going to shoot the lion?
它要生存。
Because it has to survive.
但是人的灵魂呢，不能这样。
But human souls cannot be like that.
人的灵魂有道德的责任。
Because human soul, we have the moral responsibility.
所以他来到这位上帝、公义的上帝面前，他要面对道德的审判。
So when he comes before the righteous God, he has to face the moral judgment.
他一生所做所想的，他要受审判。
He has to be judged for what he has said and thought in his whole life.
那个时候，很多的人会来到神的面前，然后跟上帝说：“哎，上帝啊，我从来没有杀过人。”
And many people will come before God and say, "God, I've never killed anyone before."
上帝会说：“那你从来没有杀过人，但是你的心有没有讨厌过人、恨过人
？”And God will ask you, "Yes, you never killed anyone, but have you hate anyone in your heart or dislike anyone?"
有些人的灵魂说：“上帝啊，我从来没有偷过人的东西。
”And so some souls will tell God, "God, I've never stolen anything."
那上帝说：“那你有没有你没有偷过东西？你有没有贪心过或者妒忌过人所有的？”
But God will ask you, have you ever been greedy or jealous of what others have?
心里面想要人有的。
And you covet in your heart for what others have?
人有的这么好，这么美，我也想要。
What others have are so good and beautiful, I also want that.
有没有？上帝会这么说。
God will ask you that question.
那时候呢，就很多人的灵魂会跟上帝这么说：“哎呀，上帝啊，有谁是没有贪过？有谁没有心里出轨过？有谁没有讨厌人过？对不对
？”And many souls will reply, "God, who doesn't have these experiences? Who is never greedy or never hate anyone before?"
所以在那个时候，上帝要说：“所以，因为你的罪，你的灵魂的罪，你要为这个罪付永远的代价。”
And so God will say, because of the sin of your soul, you have to pay an eternal price.
你没有办法站在这个公义的上帝面前。
Because you cannot stand before the righteous God.
你要去到你的灵魂永远的定位。
You have to go to the designated place for your soul.
在那个地方，你要受你的罪和你的邪情私欲的焚烧。
And you'll be burned for the sake of your sin and for your passions and desires.
永永远远被那个欲火烧，然后折磨。
And you'll be burned forever by the fire of your passion.
这就是罪的后果。
And this is the consequence of sin.
在那个地方没有盼望。
So over there, there is no hope.
没有光明。
There's no light.
过了一万年之后，你发现才刚刚开始。
After 10,000 years, you realize it's just the beginning.
所以那个叫永永远远的刑罚。
So that is eternal punishment.
永永远远的折磨了。
Eternal torment.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你的罪没有被赦免。
Because your sins are not forgiven.
你要为你所想过的、所说过的、所做的，你要偿还。
You have to pay for whatever you have said and thought.
因为你的灵魂本是有道德的责任。
Because your soul have moral responsibility.
那你不能站在神面前。
And so you cannot stand before God.
你要到那地方去。
You have to go to that place.
那就是人每次犯错的时候，每次害怕的那个地狱了。
And that is the hell which we are always afraid whenever we have done wrong.
人害怕了，做错做恶的时候呢，就会想到地狱的。
So when we have done wrong and we are afraid, we will think of hell.
这是很奇妙的一个事情。
This is a very amazing
thing. 人有大概的感知。
Humans, we have a rough awareness.
但是很实实在在的把这个东西说出来的就是上帝的话。
But only God's word tells us very clearly concerning this.
这是不可想象、不可思议的事情。
This is unthinkable.
所以有些人听到这里的时候呢
，So when certain people hear this,
心里会说。有谁能够站在公义的神面前呢
？They will ask in their heart. Then who can stand before the righteous God?
没有做错，但是也有讲错。
Even if I have not done wrong, I have said something wrong.
没有讲错，也有想错。
Even I have not said anything wrongly, I have thought of certain things wrongly.
有时我早上起来，我是想做好的，不知道为什么中午我就开始骂人了。
Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I want to do good, but I don't know why I start to scold people in the afternoon.
想要爱一个人，但是我的心慢慢就变成很自私，为自己来活了。
I wanted to love someone, but gradually my heart became very selfish to live for myself.
这里给人一点，然后那边贪人的东西收回来。
I give people something, but I also covet others and I take back certain things.
我真的是苦啊，我没有办法做到。
I'm really in suffering because I cannot do it.
那立志为善由得我，但是行出来由不得我。
I desire to do good, but I cannot carry it out.
如果你听到神的话，到这个地步，你心里面有这样的想法，你比一般的人有福。
So if you hear the word of God and you have these thoughts in your heart, you're more blessed than the ordinary person.
为什么呢？因为你知道人不能。
Because you know that humans we are powerless.
人没有办法靠自己行善。
We cannot do good on our own.
现在是好像好的一念，下一刻又转为恶的一念。
Now we may have good thoughts, but later on you become evil thoughts.
现在是很简单的一个需要，等一下变成就贪心了。
Now it may be a simple need, later it's turned into greed.
立志为善由得我，但是行出来由不得我。
I desire to do good, but I cannot carry it out.
但是甚至想出来有时候由不得我。
I cannot even control my thinking.
这就是人的光景。
This is the plight of humans.
因为人生在罪里。
Because humans are born in sin.
但是感谢主。
But thanks be to God.
有上帝知道我们人类的痛苦。
Because God knows the misery of humans.
人也知道人的灵魂的那个迷茫。
And God knows that humans are lost in our soul.
人因为罪，灵魂里面总是有一种惧怕。
Because of sin, there's always fear in our souls.
他没有办法行善。
There's no way we can do good.
他在罪里面生出来，在罪里面活，罪里面死。
So humans are born in sin, live in sin, and die in sin.
然后最后面对罪的代价。
And eventually you will face the price of sin.
所以上帝差派他的独生爱子。
That's why God sent His only begotten Son.
整个人类里面只有他一个是没有罪的。
In the whole human race, He is the only sinless one.
一切所做的、所讲的、所想的，没有罪的。
Everything that he has spoken, he has done, he has taught us without sin.
他要来，要担当人的罪。
And he has to come to bear the sins of humans.
他担当人的罪的时候，他要身在这个污秽的、这个地上的、有罪的人当中。
And in order to bear human sins, he has to be born into this unclean human world.
他生在很肮脏的马槽里面。
So he's born in the dirty manger.
他跟罪人一起长大。
And he grew up with sinners.
然后他被罪人钉在十字架上。
And he was crucified by sinners onto the cross.
在一句咒诅的话没有讲出来。
But he never uttered a word of curse.
一句咒诅的恶念没有出来。
He never had a thought of cursing people.
在他最痛的时候。
When he's most painful.
他就说：“上帝啊，求你饶恕他们的罪，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
”He said, "Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
就因为这样，他担当了世人的罪了。
And because of this, he shouldered all the sins of humans.
把自己的生命献上，还罪债，买赎人的灵魂。
And so he sacrificed his own life and redeem people the sins of humans.
所以圣经说神爱世人。
And so God says, God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That He sends His only Son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
罪的工价就是永死。
Because the wages of sin is eternal death.
因为神在基督里的恩赐就是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life.